USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new study is showing that two COVID vaccines are effective against a newer variant of the virus. The study from Public Health England showed that the Pfizer and AstraZeneca shots are highly effective against the Indian variant of the virus after two doses. The news coming as new cases in the U.S. have fallen to their lowest levels since last June. Dr. William Schaffner is a professor of infectious diseases at the Vanderbilt University Medical Center and tells CNN that the results are good news since it's possible for variants to spread quickly.
I think it's wonderful news that the vaccine actually is providing protection that is documented against this variant in India, because variants can be imported into the United States and they might spread here. So far, our vaccines are doing a good job in protecting against almost all of the variants, even partial protection against that South African variant, but there's not much of that in this country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
New data from the Border Patrol shows that more than 60,000 migrants have been released into the United States since February as the administration works to deal with the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Just over 61,000 illegal immigrants have been released, with many being given a notice to report to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office. Former Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf tells Fox News that's a draw for more migrants to try to cross into the U.S.
If you're a family unit, you are likely going to be released into the United States. So what does that do? That incentivizes you to grab a child and try to come across that border and claim that you're a family unit, because you know that you will be released into the interior of the United States. And that's your goal at the end of the day. That's your goal, and that's what this administration is facilitating. And then once you do get here, you know that you will not be removed, because, again, this administration has put the handcuffs right on ICE law enforcement agents. They can now not remove individuals that, again, have no legal right to be here unless you're a serious aggravated felon or you're a terrorist.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A big military ceremony was held on Saturday. Wendy King has the story.
The U.S. Military Academy at West Point is elevating about 1,000 cadets to join what's known as the Long Gray Line. They will now be Army Second Lieutenants. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin delivered the commencement address.
You've learned how to follow with loyalty. You've learned how to lead with honor. You've learned how to question with rigor.
Austin himself is a graduate of West Point 47 years ago. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has held after 11 days of fighting, with Secretary of State Antony Blinken planning to travel to Israel and the West Bank next week, hoping to strengthen the current truce. In a speech to the nation on Thursday, President Biden announced that the U.S. would help Israel replenish its Iron Dome missile defense system. Gilad Erdan tells Fox News that the Biden administration was supportive of Israel's efforts to defend itself.
So I was encouraged because I was on the president and the prime minister calls. Each time they spoke on the phone, like six times, and I heard a strong commitment that came from the president to the security of the state of Israel and our right to defend our citizens. He even said yesterday or 2 days ago in his statement that he's committed to replenish, you know, the Iron Dome system. Mm-hmm. So, he supported us. We didn't agree on everything.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.